我们还能够唱这首诗歌。
Praise and thank God that we are able to sing this song this morning.
因为主还没有回来。
Lord is still not yet come.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱的第三段的歌词里头。
In the verse 3.
里头有一个问题。
There's a question for us.
他说，主若今天降临。
So what if today?
我就在思想这个问题。
As I'm thinking about this question.
主若今天降临。 心情会是如何?
What if today? What do you feel?
我们是否预备好了?
Are we ready?
我们是否会欢然地来迎接我们的主?
Our heart is joyful to receive the Lord?
我不晓得你们的答案是什么。
I don't know about your answer.
但是我觉得好像还没有预备好。
I feel like I'm not ready yet.
所以感谢主，主还给我们有今日。
Thank you, Lord, that He has still given us today.
让我们能够靠着他的恩典，继续在他面前来预备等候他的再临。
So by His grace, we are able still wait for Him and prepare ourselves.
今年西岸特会的大会的主题是说到总要趁着还有今日。
So the theme of the West Coast Summer Conference is while it is called today.
很感谢主，借着年长弟兄们啊，向他的儿女们说了这样一个重要的提醒。
Thank Lord that through the elderly brother, he burden and then remind us.
早晨愿意一个负担也带到弟兄姐妹中间。
This morning I would like to share this burden to with brothers sisters.
请我们先翻到圣经希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn our Bible to Book of Hebrews, Chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章
Book of Hebrews, Chapter
3 我们从12节读到第14节
Verse 12 to 14
我先读，再请姐妹为我们翻译 希伯来书第三章第12节 弟兄们，你们要谨慎 免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心 把永生神离弃了 总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Be aware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, well, it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence stand fast to the end. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你还赐给我们今日。
Lord, we thank you that you still give us today.
主，叫我们还能够靠着你的恩典，在你面前一同的来敬拜、来赞美、来等候你的再临。
So that by your grace, we can still wait for you, worship you, and prepare ourselves.
主，因此我们再把今天这样一个宝贵的一个机会，我们再仰望在你的手中。
We'll place this today as a precious opportunity into the hands of you.
主，求你使用它。
May you use it.
用这样的一段时间，主再来提醒我们。
May you use this time to remind us,
来激励我们,
to encourage us,
主再一次被提醒, 主啊你要回来,
so that once again we all are reminded that you are coming.
你要回来迎娶你所爱的心腹,
you are coming to receive your bride.
主愿我们能够在你面前警醒守候,
may we watch our heart and wait for you before you,
叫我们能够预备好我们自己,
so that we can prepare ourselves,
叫我们能够与你相配,
so that we can be matched to you. We give the following time to you. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
这段希伯来书的经文提醒我们，神有一个心意。
This verse reminds us that the God has a will.
还要我们能够进入他的安息。
So that we can enter into His rest.
而且能够在基督里一同得份。
So that we can become the partaker of Christ.
我们能够得着神在基督里所应许我们的基业。
So that we can receive the inheritance that God promised us in Christ.
所以在这里我们看神乃是在他所定的时间里头他来完成并且实现他的计划。
So we see that in the pre-appointed time that God want to accomplish his will.
这里对我们有一个提醒他要说要我们谨慎。
Here it reminds us we need to be watchful.
谨慎什么呢
?So, we need to be watchful for what?
他提醒我们在这里有一个不幸的恶心。
So there's an evil heart of unbelief.
在这里我们知道这段圣经的背景我们看见从前神借着摩西所带领离开埃及的以色列众人。
So the background of these verses is talking about the, when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt.
他们因着不信的恶心。
Because of the evil heart of unbelief.
他们因着不晓得神的作为。
Because they did not know the ways of God.
他们的倒闭在旷野里头。
As a result, their crops fell in the wilderness.
他们不能入迦南美地。
They were not able into the land of Canaan.
就是神所应许他们安息之地。
The promised land that the God wanted gave them.
也是神所要他们享受那迦南里头一切的丰盛。
The land that God want them to enjoy all the fullness and abundance of the land.
就那些从前发生在以色列众人身上的事情。
So all these things that happened to the children of Israel
都记在圣经里头
have been recorded in the Bible
是要作为我们今日属神的人的一个见解
and to serve as a reminder to the people who belong to God
叫我们谨慎
so that we can be watchful
叫我们不要像他们一样
so we will not be like them
免得我们跌倒
lest we fall
所以希伯来书的作者就提醒我们说总要趁着还有今日
So the author of the book of Hebrew reminded us while it is called today
要我们天天的彼此相劝
So we exhort one another daily
所以我们为着神所赐给我们的弟兄姐妹我们感谢神
So we thank brothers and sisters that God gave us
因为没有一个人能够单独的来跟随主
So that we cannot follow God individually
因为我们还是在一个属灵的征战里头
We know that we're all in a spiritual battle.
所以神的话要我们弟兄姐妹天天的彼此相劝。
So the word of God reminds us we need to exhort one another daily.
不仅我们礼拜五还有主日来到聚会当中我们彼此相劝。
Not only we exhort one another in Friday Bible study and Sunday.
就是我们在家里头我们也应当天天的彼此相劝。
We also need to encourage each other in family life.
免得我们中间有人被罪迷惑。
So lest lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
免得我们心里刚硬。
So lest our heart be hardened.
免得我们离弃了神。
Lest we depart from God.
免得我们没有活在一个预备好等候迎接主的一个光景里。
Lest we are not living in a condition that we prepare for to receive the Lord's coming.
所以这里说到总要趁着还有今日。
Here is speaking of while it is still called today.
我们知道今日是神给我们一个恩典。
We know that today is the grace of God.
不要说是神人。
Not only the people who belong.
就是世上的人，他们如果没有今日了，他们也没有机会了。
So even though the people in the world, if they don't have today, they don't have any opportunity.
所以我们看见今日是一个非常宝贵的一个礼物。
So we know that today is a very precious gift from God.
因为今日更是我们基督徒有指望的日子。
So today is the day of hope for our Christian.
就像我刚刚所说的。
Like what I just said.
如果主今日回来了。
What if Lord's coming today?
若是我们还没有预备好。
If we are not ready yet.
那我们就没有指望了。
Then we don't have any hope.
我们到主面前就非常的羞惭。
So we are so ashamed to come before God.
但主还给我们有今日。
But God still gave us today.
叫我们趁着还有今日。
While it is called today.
我们还能够在主的光中来省察我们自己。
So we can still watch ourselves in the light of God. 我们
还能够在今日的这个机会里头能够在主的面前来认罪悔改。
So that we can still confess our sins and repent.
我们还能够在今日这样的一个机会里头，我们能够再将自己再奉献在主里。
So in the opportunity of today, we can still give ourselves in the hand of God.
所以这里实在是感谢主给我们还有今日。
Thank God that He still gave us today.
叫我们能够抓住这样的机会。
So we can hold fast to this opportunity.
我们能够预备好在主的面前。
To prepare ourselves well before God.
我们也能够来彼此相劝。
So we exhort each other daily.
叫我们都警醒，来预备等候主的回来。
So we all be watchful and waitful to receive Lord's coming.
我们知道，我们基督徒要进入神的安息，要能够来得着那基督 丰盛的产业有一个秘诀。
There's a secret for the Christian to be able to enter the rest of God and receive the inheritance that God prepared for us.
或者说有一个重要的关键。
And the key is.
就是我们必须要看见我们的神，他乃是在宝座上。
And for us to see our God is sitting on the throne.
诗篇第四十五篇第六节告诉我们：神啊，你的宝座存到永远，是永永远远，你的国权是正直的。
Psalm 5:6 tell us that your throne is forever and forever. The scepter of your righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
我们知道神的宝座乃是从永远到永远。
We know that the throne of God is forever and ever.
我们的神乃是坐在那永远的宝座上。
Our God is the one who's sitting upon the throne.
诗篇二十九篇也告诉我们，就是洪水泛滥之时，耶和华依然坐着为王。耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
Psalm 29 also tells us, God sat enthroned at flood and sit as a king forever.
所以我们知道历史历代都在改变。
We know everything changed.
我们知道地上的人的国度权柄也都在改变。
The kingdom on earth changed.
但是我们的神，他的宝座乃是存到永远。
But the throne of God is forever.
就是地上臣宰君王都起来要抵挡神的受膏者。
So all the kings from the earth rise up against the anointed one.
我们看见神的宝座仍然屹立不摇。
I see that the throne of God still stand fast.
我记得有一次周五爱宴的时候，有位弟兄很忧愁的跟我提起一件事。
I remember during the Bible Friday night during the loving feast, one brother mentioned one thing with a sorrow.
那天就是美国最高法院基本上不是直接的，不是完全，但是呢间接的同意了这个同性恋婚姻的这个法案。
Supreme Court indirectly agree on the law of homosexual marriage.
我们这位弟兄啊，他就非常忧愁。
So this heart brother was full of sorrow.
他觉得好像失去指望了。
He feel like he lost the hope.
哎呀，我们这个国家的最高的法律代表，他们通过了这个同性恋这个婚姻法案。
So even the Supreme Court is about to pass the law of homosexual marriage.
弟兄姐妹，你会怎么样来安慰来鼓励我们这位弟兄呢？
How would you encourage and comfort this brother?
感谢主，主就借着诗篇第二篇话，就叫我能够来鼓励我们弟兄。
Thank God that he was able to let me to use Psalm chapter 2 to encourage and comfort that brother.
我们看见今天我们所处这个世代。
So we see in this generation.
我们看见那抵挡神的各样的势力和声音，实在是非常的泛滥。
All the voice and the people who are against God.There was spread scattered all over.
但是我就借着神的话语就告诉我们弟兄。
But through the word of God, I told brother.
就是我们的主，我们的神坐在天上，他必要吃笑。
So our Lord, our God, who is sitting in heaven, is laughing.
我说的时候呢，真的也跟与我们的主一同在那里笑。
While I was speaking, I was talking to the brother.I was also laughing.
因为从我们心里面实在是看见我们的神的宝座乃是在天上。
So we truly see that our throne of God is in heaven.
是没有人能够来动摇的。
So nobody can shake the throne.
就是撒旦动摇神的宝座。
Even the Satan cannot shake the throne.
所以我们看见，我们要必须要看见我们神他在天上坐。
So we ought to see the throne of God in heaven.
而他的宝座乃是从永远到永远。
His throne is forever and ever.
没有人能够动摇。
Nobody can shake.
这是我们基督徒能够进入安息，能够得着基督丰盛产业的一个关键。
This is our secret to be able to enter the rest of God and receive the inheritance of God.
这早晨我就从两处的圣经让我们来认识神在宝座上。
This morning I'd like to share the matter of knowing God sitting on the throne through two scriptures in Bible.
第一处我们要从启示录第四章。
First is Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章我们先读一到三节。
Revelation chapter 4, 1 to 3.
这里乃是记载到使徒约翰他看见神的宝座在天上。
Here is recorded Apostle Paul is seeing God's throne in heaven.
启示录第四章第一节，此后我观看见天上有门开了。我次听见好像吹号的声音对我说， 你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看那坐宝座的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
好，我们再读九节到第十一节。
Let's also read 9 to 11.
每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢那坐在宝座上的、活到永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Revelation chapter 4, from verse 9 till 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
我们知道启示录乃是使徒约翰他因着主的名被放逐在巴摩海岛的时候所得的启示。
Revelation is the vision that the apostle Paul received when he was exiled on the Patmos.
我们知道到那个时候使徒们都已经过去了。
We know that most of the apostles passed away.
都为主殉道。
They died for God.
我们看见神特别把老约翰留到这个时候。
So God especially left Apostle Paul up to now.
他是何等的孤单。
How lonely he is.
直到我们看到初期教会到第一世纪末了的时候，教会的光景也慢慢失落、软弱了。
The condition of early church also in a desolate condition.
所以这个时候，在一个主日里头，老约翰从巴摩海岛看到他从前所服侍的主的教会。
So on a Sunday morning, as the old apostle Paul was looking towards the direction of the churches that he used to serve,
我们可想他的心情里头是何等的失望。
His heart was filled with sorrow and.
一方面，他看见自己被放逐在巴摩的海岛。
On one hand, he saw himself was in the island of Patmos.
他不能够再与弟兄姐妹在一起。
He was not able to be with sisters.
他不能够在那里服侍神的教会。
He was not able to serve churches.
当他在那里看着教会的光景。
As he was looking at the condition of the churches.
他心里面实在是也是何等的失望。
His heart was full of sorrow and despair.
在这样的一个背景里头，我们看见神就让老约翰看见了那人子在金灯台中间的那个异象。
However, in such a background, the Lord still caused Apostle Paul to see the vision that the Son of God is standing in the midst of a golden lampstand.
就他看见那复活的人子乃是在教会，乃是教会的主。
So caused Paul to John to see that the Son of God who resurrected is the head of churches.
我们看见乃是神的儿子在那里亲自治理神的家。
So that he can see that the Son of God himself governs the churches.
The house of God.
House of the God.
所以我们可想。当看见这样异象的时候，他的心得着何等的安慰。
So we can imagine how his heart fluttered after he saw this vision.
在那里，主就借着约翰就把给教会的七封书信给记录了下来。
So through Paul, God used John to record the seven letters to churches.
到了启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
这时候我们看见神又把另外一个更荣耀的异象赐给约翰。
Lord gave a more glorious vision to Apostle John.
圣灵把他带到了三层天上。
The Holy Spirit lift him up to seven heavens.
那他看见天上的光景。
He saw the heavenly condition.
这时候约翰就看见在天上有一个宝座。
And at that time, Apostle Paul saw there was a throne in heaven.
也看见有一位坐在宝座上。
And one sat on the throne.
并且启示他那以后必成的事。
And also reveal him that the things that are to come.
所以当约翰看见了天上这个宝座的异象。
So after John's vision of a heavenly throne.
约翰就从他自己的软弱里头就被拯救出来。
And John was set free from his own weaknesses.
他也被从那教会的荒凉的光景里头被拯救出来。
And he was also set free from the desolate condition of the churches.
因为他看见在天上有一个宝座。
Because he saw there's a throne in heaven.
他看见我们的神坐在那永远的宝座上。
And he saw our God is sitting on the eternal throne.
他也明白了那以后必成的事情。
He also understood that things that will shortly take place.
他知道这位坐宝座的主。
He knows the one that who is sitting on the throne.
他必成就他的旨意。
He ought to accomplish his will.
所以我们看见这对使徒约翰是何等的鼓舞。
So how encouragement that Apostle Paul received.
叫他
Apostle John,
能够进入那个安息。
So that he is able to enter the rest.
你要知道荣耀的神。
And such a glorious God.
他必按着他的旨意来成就万事。
Must accomplish his will.
所以我们看见能够认识看见这天上的宝座对我们进入神的安息是何等的重要。
It is very, very important for us to see the heavenly throne.
所以我们看见启示录圣灵就把那以后必成的事情借着约翰启示给教会。
So the book of Revelation, God used Apostle John to record the things that ought to come in the book of Revelation.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们处在一个纷乱的世代里头。
Brothers and sisters, now we live in such a confusion, commotion age.
我们活在一个世代，好像黑暗的权势在掌权。
We seems live in the darkness that the evil governs.
就如早晨我开车要来当某会所的路上。
Like this morning, as I was on my way to Dumble Church,
就快要到出口的那个45旁边有一个很大的牌子。
I was approaching the edge of Highway 49. I saw a big sign.
你就看到一个 Planned Parenthood.
And he saw a Planned Parenthood.
那听说是德州最大的。
I heard this is the biggest in Texas.
然后我们就看见休斯顿的市长。
We saw the mayor of Houston.
他就是也是一位公开同性恋者。
He is a public homosexual person.
那我们再看见美国，看见整个这个世界的局势。
Look at the whole American and then the condition of the whole world.
就里面有时候我们的眼睛都迷糊了。
It seems like our eyes are confused.
我们似乎就忘记了是谁在坐宝座。
We almost forget.Who is sitting on the throne?
我们在这样的世代里头，我们实在需要像当初使徒约翰所看见的。
So in such generation, we need to see what Apostle John saw.
我们必须要看见我们的神坐在天上的宝座上。
We ought to see that our God is sitting on the throne.
而且他的宝座是永永远远。
And his throne is forever and ever.
而且他的国权是正直。
And the scepter of his service is the scepter of his kingdom.
叫我们能够是活物，与24位长老与众弟兄姐妹能够俯伏在神宝座的面前。
So that we are able to bow down before the throne of God, along with all living creatures and brothers and sisters.
我们能够在宝座面前来敬拜。
So that we can worship before throne.
能够在宝座面前说，我们的主，我们的神，你配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄。
So that we are able to say that.You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power.
叫我们能够在这样一个混乱的时代里头，仍然能够活在神的安息里头。
So in such a confused time, we are still able to live in the rest of God.
那我们看见神在宝座上，与我们基督徒的生命的成熟也非常有关系。
So it has a very close relationship for us.To live on earth, to be able to see the throne in heaven.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上，他曾经这么说，在约翰福音第十章 他说他来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得了更丰。
Gospel John, Lord said that he came to give a life to lamb and more abundantly.
所以我们知道我们都是主的羊。
We know that we all the lamb of Lord.
我们也都因着信主耶稣，我们从他得了生命。
Because of our belief in Lord Jesus, we receive the life of Christ.
我们从主所得到的生命乃是羔羊的生命。
The life we receive from the Lord is the life of sheep.
主告诉我们说，他不仅是要叫我们得生命。
The Lord reminded us that not only he want to give us life.
他的心意乃是要我们得着一个丰盛的生命。
His will is to let us to receive a more abundant life.
那我们基督徒如何能够得着这样一个丰盛的生命呢？
How we are able to receive this abundant life?
一个关键，我们也必须要看见神在宝座上。
The key is for us to see the God who is sitting on the throne.
所以我们要从早晨，还要从约伯记来认识神的宝座与我们得着丰盛的关系。
So this morning I would like to use one of the characters in the book of Job to know the relationship between we receive the life and also the God who is sitting on the throne.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹有多少人读过约伯记。
I don't know how many of you read the book of Job.
读过的请举一下手。
Raise your hand if you did.
OK, 好。那有一些还没有读过。
Quite a few did not, has not yet.
或许盼望早晨读，我们交通完以后回去能够把约伯记读一读。
I hope that after the fellowship this morning,
约伯记是不容易读的一卷书。
It is not easy book.
那感谢主，在过去之前的一年时间能够和年长弟兄还常年弟兄，我们在礼拜二的时间一起读了约伯记。
Thank God that a while ago I got an opportunity to study the book of Job along with other elderly brothers and sisters and also brother Chang Jian.
那我们经过这段时间的学习之后，我们发现约伯记跟我们基督徒是非常有关系的。
And we discovered that the book of Job has a very close relationship with the life of a Christian.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why I said that?
好，我们现在读第一章。
Let's turn our Bible to book of Job chapter.
我们先读约伯记第一章一到五节。
Chapter 1, from 1 to 5.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千羊，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里设摆宴席，就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。宴席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
A book of Job from chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil, and seven sons and daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys and a large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.For it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would ascend and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. That Job did regularly.
为什么我说约伯和我们基督徒非常有关系？
So why I said that Job has a something to do with our Christian?
因为从刚刚所读的这一段经文，让我们看见约伯在今天来看呢，是一个模范的，是一个标准的基督徒。
So from the verses that we just read, we can see that the Job is our example.
应该都是我们很羡慕的一个基督徒的生活的一个光景。
It's the kind of life we all desire to have.
第一，他说约伯呢，全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
First, the Job is a blameless, upright.Fear God and then shun evil.
姐妹，我们羡不羡慕？
Do we desire?
这都是我们基督徒非常羡慕的光景，是不是？
This is the condition that we all admire.
我们完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil.
哎呀，我们觉得这实在是太好了。
We feel like this is such a great condition.
第二方面，约伯的儿女们。
And on the second hand,
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
And his children, seven sons and three daughters.
比我多一倍。
It doubles my descendants. 不知道
弟兄姐妹羡不羡慕这一点。
Do you admire this?
我看到约伯还是很真的是很有福气啊。
And how blessed the Job was.
他有十个孩子。
He has ten children.
这十个孩子呢，他们还非常彼此相爱，彼此和睦。
All of his children love each other and live a harmony.
这个就我很羡慕了。
And we also very envy this life.
有时候我们家里头两个孩子啊，整天争吵，哎呀，叫父母亲都很头痛。
And the two children of in my family often argue each other.
约伯呢，跟我们一样，生儿养女的，而且他的孩子们呢，彼此相爱，彼此和睦。
And Job is like us, who gave birth to his children, and his children also love each other and live in harmony.
约伯的家也是有个美好的见证。
And his family also bear a very beautiful testimony.
我们也很羡慕。
We also desire to have this.
接着呢，讲到第三点，讲到约伯的产业。
And then the third, talking about his possession.
七千羊，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴。
7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys.
跟我们一样啊，都有产业。
And like us, we all have a possession.
当然，约伯的产业跟我们产业不太一样。
But his possession is a little different.
看见他的产业也非常的丰富。
His possession is much more abundant.
我们知道这些都是神的祝福。
We all know that this is a blessing from God.
约伯也非常感恩。
And then the Job is also, Job's heart is full of thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有因着我们的儿女？我们有没有因着神给我们的祝福，我们常常感谢神
？Do we often thank God for the children and all the blessings that God gave us？
还是我们觉得我们儿女，我们那个杰出啊，是我们管教的好
？Or we think that we are a good parents and to be able to discipline our children？
还是我们觉得今天我们能够有这些产业，是我们自己努力的结果
？And then the possession we have is also Because of what we did,
yeah. 所以这里我们看见约伯，他的确是一个很好的人。
We see that Job was an upright person.
他敬畏神。
He feared God.
他也常常感谢神。
He thanked God.
可在这里我们看见约伯的生活啊，实在是令人羡慕。
We see that the life of Job is very admirable.
但是我们看见约伯，就让我们看见在这样一个日光之下的生活。有另外一个世界是我们所不知道的。
We see from the first chapter that there is another world beyond the world that we can see.
所以在约伯记第一章的第六节开始，我们就看见稍微看见在约伯知道这个世界所发生的事情。
Starting verse 6, we see there is something was taking place in the world that Job was not aware of.
这里有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”
Chapter 1, verse 6 to 8.Now there was a day when the Son of God came to present himself before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, From where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns God.
这段圣经把我们的眼目光转到天去。
So this scriptures help us turn our eyesight to the heaven.
这个情形不仅是在当时约伯的时代。
So this was not only taking place in the age of Job.
今天在我们所在的这个时代，同样的在天上也发生同样的事情。
Also likely in our generation, this thing also taking place in heaven.
这里我们看见神在宝座，在天上的宝座上。
We see that God is sitting on the throne in heaven.
为什么我们看见神的众子都来到神的宝座面前
？Why we see their son of God came to present himself before God？
当然，撒旦也是受造的，他也来到了神的宝座前。
God was the created one; he also came among them.
在这里，我们看见神他坐在宝座上。
Here we see that the God is sitting on the throne.
一方面，我们看见乃是神主动来向撒旦发出挑战。
On one hand, we see that the God actively challenged Satan.
我们看见是神主动。
And we see that God was active.
是神叫撒旦来查看约伯。
God calls Satan to consider his soul.
这里我们看见神在宝座上。
We see that God is on throne.
神若不主动，撒旦也不能做任何事。
If God's not active, there's nothing for Satan to do.
就为什么神要撒旦来注意他的仆人约伯呢
？So why God wanted to Satan to consider his servant Job?
约伯在地上不是已经是很好的一个人了吗
？Isn't Job was already upright, blameless person?
无论他个人，无论他的家庭，都彰显神的荣耀。
Not himself individually and his family life also bear the glory of the God.
但这里我们看见神在约伯身上有一个更高更荣耀的旨意。
Here we see that God has a higher will and a more glorious will in Job.
所以神主动地向撒旦发出这样一个挑战。
So that's why God actively challenged Satan.
所以我们看见在这里撒旦他得着了神的一个许可呢，他就向神也发出一个挑战。
So after Satan received the permission of God, he also challenged God.
所以我们看见神就允许撒旦来照着他所挑战的来攻击约伯。
So God permit Satan to attack Job according to what God permitted.
第十二节，耶和华对撒旦说。凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
In verse 12, we see that the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on this person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
这里我们又再一次看见神在宝座上。
Here we see one more time that God is on throne.
虽然神允许撒旦来攻击约伯。
Even though that God allows Satan to attack Job,
但是我们看见神却为了撒旦所能做的划定一个界限。
And however, God limited the what Satan was able to do.
所以我们知道，在神的旨意里头，神允许我们所遭遇的不会过于我们所能承受的。
So that in the will of God, what we suffered. It's not beyond our endurance.
所以我们看见今天我们在地上所受的任何一件事情。
So everything we encountered or suffered.
任何一个患难。
And every tribulation come upon us. Every affliction.
都是经过神所量定。
It's according to the measurement of God.
就连撒旦对我们的攻击。
Even though the attack of Satan.
他也必须要按着神所量定的来。来攻击。
It also must be according to the measurement of God.
而神所允许我们所遭遇的这些事情发生在我们身上。
So all the things that God permitted to happen to us.
乃是为着神在我们身上要成就他荣耀的旨意。
It's in order for God to accomplish His glorious will in us.
所以接着我们看见撒旦的残酷无情。
So here we see that Satan was merciless.
他在一夕之间就夺去了约伯所有的一切。
So in one day, Satan destroyed everything that Job had.
但请我们不要忘记。
But don't forget.
就是他这样残忍无情的夺去约伯一切所有。
Even though he destroyed everything without any mercy.
这件事情的发仍然在神的掌权之下。
Remember, this was also happening under the dominion of God.
神已经预备好约伯承受这一切的损失。
God has already prepared Job to bear all this suffering to the losses.
所以我们看见约伯不仅一夕之间失去他所有的产业。
Not only Job lost everything, all the possessions overnight.
他也失去了他十个他所爱的宝贝的儿女。
He also lost his 10 beloved children.
那感谢主，我们看见这第一回合撒旦的攻击，我们的神得胜。
Thank God that in the first round our God win.
因为约伯说。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Because Job said that the Lord gave and Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of Lord.
所以我们看见我们的神在宝座上。
We see that our God is on the throne.
那撒旦是不是因此就退去，就失败退去了呢？
Is it Satan? Satan defeated and also retract?
我们看见撒旦第二次神再来挑战，主动的挑战撒旦。
For the second time, God actively challenged Satan.
当然，我们的神知道撒旦要做什么。
Of course, our God knew what Satan wanted to do.
所以撒旦就展开第二回合在神面前的挑战。
So Satan challenged God for the second time.
他说：“虽然约伯失去了他所有的一切。”
So even though Job lost everything that he had,
但是呢，他还有他的身体，他的健康还蒙神保全了。
But you still keep or blessed his flesh and body and health.
所以撒旦挑战神说。
So the Satan challenged God.
如果你伸手伤害他。
If you stretch out your hand to touch his bone and flesh.
那约伯就必当面弃绝神。
And Job will surely curse you to your face.
这时候我们看见我们的神，他仍然坐在宝座上。
Here we see once again that our God is on the throne.
所以在神的允许之下，撒旦展开第二次的攻击。
Under the permission of God, Satan's second attack.
毫不留情的
and mercy.
他击打约伯，叫他从脚掌到头顶长满了毒疮。
And he stroked Job that Job had a painful boil, from the sole of his feet to the head of a crown, to the crown of his head.
约伯什么都没有。
And then Job lost everything.
他连健康都没有。
Not even his health.
不仅如此，
Not only so.
撒旦还借着他的妻子也来在那里在雪上加霜。
To make things even worse, that Satan also used his wife to attack Job.
他的妻子就在那里，跟他说：“你还持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
So his wife said that, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
那感谢主，我们看见我们的神，他坐在宝座上。
Thank God that our God is still sitting on the throne.
他所赐给约伯的恩典是够他用的。
So the grace that God gave to Job is sufficient.
所以约伯在这里，他仍然说：“难道我们从神里得福，不也受祸吗？”
And then the Job said here in verse 10, "Yeah, shall we inherit good from God and not accept adversity?"
我们看见我们的神坐在宝座上，他在约伯身上再一次的得胜。
So we see that our God is sitting on the throne, and in Job, God win again.
虽然约伯受到这样的打击，
so even though Job received such an attack,
他仍然不以他的口来犯罪得罪神。
In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
所以我们看见在约伯记到第二章呢，撒旦就在神的面前退去了。
So up to chapter 2, we no longer see Satan.
撒旦已经没有再可攻击的。
So there's nothing for Satan to attack.
我们看见我们坐宝座的神得胜了。
So we see that the God who is sitting on the throne went.
但是神荣耀的旨意在约伯身上还没有完全成就。
But the will of the glorious will of God has not yet accomplished in Job.
所以接下来我们就知道，从约伯记第三章一直到第三十一章，经过这一段漫长的过程。
So we see that from chapter 3 till chapter 30 long chapters.
这二十多章的圣经发生什么事情呢？
What was happening in this 30 long chapters?
二十多章这么圣经，神在做什么呢？
What God was doing in this 30 long chapters?
我们看见神就借着约伯，他所最亲密的三个朋友，来成就神荣耀的旨意在约伯身上。
Through his very close friends of Job, God wanted to accomplish the glorious will in Job.
年长弟兄告诉我们，约伯的这三个朋友还是代表我们魂生命里头的三个方面，就是情感、思想和我们的意志。
So elderly brothers share that the three friends of Job represent the three parts of our life. It's emotion, mind, and will.
所以这个第一个朋友是以利法。
The first friend is Eliphaz.
这以利法就代表神秘主义。
Eliphaz represents mysticism.
他也从在里面来说呢，就是代表我们魂生命里头的这个情感这一部分。
So in ourselves, Eliphaz represent the part of our feeling.
对，他是讲到我们情感。的这个感觉，还有讲到我们这个神秘的这个经历。
Emphasize our emotion and feelings, and also the mysterious experience.
所以我们这个情感啊，我们这个情感里头有这个一个神秘的这个主义的这个观念。
So the conception of mysticism in our emotion.
很多时候，对于我们情感和我们的灵啊，我们就分不清楚。
So cause us not able to discern the spirit and soul.
就你们如果有机会回去去读一读以利法所说的话，你就能够明白这件事。
So if you got an opportunity to read the what Eliphaz said, you will have the same feeling.
比方说在第四章 第十二节，十二节到第十九节那一段圣经里头，你就看到说这个以利法说话哈，就看到说他又有异象，然后呢又看见有灵从他面前经过，叫他那个好直立，那个灵呢又停住又走，他叫你描绘这件事情。
From Revelation chapter 4, from verse 11 till 17, we see that sometimes he talking about the vision and sometimes he talking about the spirit passed before his face.
所以我们看见在神允许的苦难临到我们的时候，
So under the permission of God and when the affliction come upon us,
我们这个人魂里头第一个反应，第一个受被摸着的就是我们的情感。
The first thing that disturb us is our emotion.
所以你发现为什么我们常常夫妻之间啊，常常容易吵架
？So that's why between husband and wife, all have oftentimes have arguments.
一个眼神，一句话，就把我们这个魂里头的情感就摸着了。
Maybe a one word or face, of our spouse touched us.
所以我们看见这位以利法，神就这个在神的计划里头，这位以利法就跟约伯有了三回合，前后有三回合的谈论。
So we see that Eliphaz had an argument for three rounds with Job.
那神怎么把以利法成为神手中用的器皿呢？
So how God made Eliphaz to be the vessel in God's hand?
我们看见这个以利法所代表这个情感呢，就摸着了约伯里面约伯的情感。
So the emotion that Eliphaz represent touched the emotion of Job.
所以我们看见神在这里借着他所用的器皿来制作约伯。
So we see that God is working in Job through the vessel that God used.
要叫约伯能够得着那更丰盛的生命。
For Job to receive more abundant life.
所以约伯的情感必须要受到对付。
So first, the emotion of Job need to be dealt with.
当然我们知道约伯记这二十多章的圣经里头，实在叫约伯非常的受苦。
So in the 20 long chapters, the Job truly suffered.
好，那第二位约伯第二位朋友是比勒达。
So the second friend of Job was Bildad.
比勒达所代表的就是一个传统主义。
So Bildad represents traditionalism.
他是讲到我们魂里头的思想。
It's speaking of the mind of our soul.
如果我们有机会去读约伯记第八章。
So if we chapter 8.
第八章你就看在比勒达所谈话谈论的里头呢，他常常提到那祖先的传统。
So, Bildad often mentioned the things discovered by their fathers.
而且呢，他也常用理性的分析来推论。
And he also, liked to use a rational analysis.
所以对他谈论当中呢，他就很多提到这个因果的关系。
He often time talking about the cause and effect.
犯罪呢就会受苦。
So you suffer because of your sin.
你犯罪是因。
You sin because.
那你受罚是果。
Oh, your sin because of the cause, and then you 受罚。
So be punished.
Oh, you'll be punished because of the effect.
所以我们看见比勒达在那里呢，就代表了我们魂里头这个心思想的这个推论。
Bildad represent the rational analysis from our mind.
所以神也借着达与约伯的这个辩论了、啊，在那里制作，在那里来对付约伯魂里头心思想。
Through the argument between Bildad and Job, God is working in Job to deal with his mind.
所以回去读的时候你就知道哈、啊，主怎么借着这个比勒达这个朋友啊，来对付约伯，来制作约伯的这个心思。
So if youIf you read this chapters, you will see how God is working in Job.
这比勒达与约伯前后也有三回合的辩论。
They also argued for three rounds.
第三位朋友是索法。
So the third friend is Zophar.
这索法呢，如果我们回去有机会从第十一章读到第十四章呢，你就看见这个索法它所代表的就是一个教条主义。
So if you got an opportunity to read Book of Job from chapter 11 to chapter 14, you discovered that the Zophar represented the doctrinarism.
教条主义就代表我们这个魂里头的这个意志。
So the doctrinarism represent the will in our soul.
这个我们每个人都有我们这个很强的意志，是不是？
Everybody has his own strong will.
我到现在都还记得，也是常见很早很久前常见弟兄在讲到的时候提到夫妇的一个争执的一个经历。
So I remember a long time ago, Brother Chang mentioned the experience between a between couple.
呀，这个夫妻啊，为了这个饺子要怎么煮啊？一个说要用水煮，一个要油炸，两个就争执不休。
They started the argument over the way to cook the dumplings.
就让我们看见我们这个人的意志啊，都是非常的顽固，非常的固执的。
So we see that the will of a man is so stubborn.
这个魂的意志呢，他讲的话语都非常犀利。
So the will of our soul makes us speak very sharp words.
常常都以权威啊来压别人。
So we oftentimes use authority to oppress other people.
就说你知道什么？
And we often say that, what do you know?
所以看啊，我们回去省察一下我们自己。当夫妻两个人在争执的时候哈。
Let's search out.
我们是不是常常会用这个意志啊，用我们魂的意志啊，来压迫对方？
So do we oftentimes oppress other with the will of ourselves in our soul?
就像我们做弟兄的就说，我是家里的头。
So the brother often say, I'm the head of house.
所以你要听我的。
You need to listen to me.
妻子的意志啊也不薄弱。
So the will of a wife is not weak too.
虽然主的话这么说，他不一定服的。
But even though the word of God is said so, but she would not submit it.
所以我们看见神需要来拯救我们。
So how much we need God to save us?
神需要来拯救我们的魂。
God need to save our soul.
叫我们这个魂啊，要经过对付。
So the soul need to be dealt with.
好叫主的生命、主的荣美更多能够在我们身上成形。
So that the virtue and beauty of Jesus Christ can be made in us.
这个说法所代表这个魂的意志啊，你发现他就跟约伯呢谈论了两回合。
So the will of Zophar, which represents the doctrinaries, also start argument for two rounds.
因为他讲话是权威嘛。
Because uses seniority, authority, authority.
所以他就不需要说太多话了。
He didn't need to say much.
他话讲完了就是这样子了。
And he says so and it's so.
当然我们知道约伯一一的反驳他们朋友所谈论的。
So we realize that the Job contradict, oppose.
就为了一件事情，到底约伯他是不是犯罪而遭遇这一些的灾难
？And our argument over one thing, whether the Job was sinned or not.
所以借着这三个朋友的谈论
，So through the arguments with his three friends,
我们看见约伯的魂也发表了许多的话。
So the soul of Job also expressed a lot.
到了三十一章。圣经告诉我们说，约伯的话说完了。
So up to chapter 31, the Bible tells us the Job stopped talking here.
后面一个以利户呢，就代表我们的人的灵。
Elihu also represent the of man.
所以我们经过看到这个魂经过对付以后呢，我们的灵的感召也能够发表一点。
So after our soul had been dealt with, the spirit of man can be expressed a little.
但是约伯仍然不明白他为什么遭遇这一切。
But Job did not know why he suffered so much.
感谢神，到了约伯记三十八章，神在旋风中向约伯显现。
So thank God that the God answered Job in whirlwind.
虽然约伯向神发出了许多的问题，要神来回答他。
So even though Job answered so many questions to God.
那约伯记三十八章到四十一章。这几章圣经里头，神怎么回答约伯呢
？So from chapter 38 till chapter 41, so how God answered Job?
神乃是用了52个问题来回答约伯。
God used 52 questions to answer Job.
意思就是说，神用更多的问题来回答约伯的问题。
Meaning that God used more questions to answer Job's questions.
那神用了哪些问题呢
？What kind of questions?
就你会回读一读。
And brothers and sisters, I hope you got a chance to read.
等你把它总结下来，还是叫约伯认识一件事。
Yes, and God wanted to Job to know one thing.
就是神在宝座上。
God is on throne.
那创造万物的主，他坐在宝座上。
The God who created all, is sitting on the throne.
所以我们看见，当神这样子向约伯显现，叫约伯认识神在宝座上。
So we see that God revealed himself to Job and then caused Job to know this matter of God sitting on the throne.
我们看见到约伯记最末了42章那里，约伯就第二次的在炉灰中懊悔。
So in chapter 2, we saw that the Job sitting in the dust and ashes and repent for the second time.
约伯就说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此 我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. Now my eye sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
在这里我们看见神的旨意做成了在约伯身上。
So here we see that the will of God has finally accomplished in will.
约伯的魂受到了这个环境受到了对付。
Through all circumstances, the soul of Job had been dealt with.
约伯的魂受到了剥夺。
So God took away the soul of God, a soul of Job.
到底神做成了什么事呢？
What the God has accomplished?
神乃是叫约伯的魂脱离了那个己。
So God set the soul of Job free from himself.
我们看见今天乃是我们的己，我们的天然老亚当的生命在里头，在那里辖管我们魂生命。
We know that the life of Adam, the old natural beings, is dwelling in us to control us.
我们的己在我们里头，借着我们的魂，借着我们的心思、情感和意志在那里发表。
So our soul expressed through the emotion, minds, and will.
这是神今天神从前在约伯身上所做的，也是今天在我们身上所要做的工作。
What God has accomplished in Job is the things that God wanted to do in each one of us.
想救我们的魂。
God wanted to save our soul.
脱离我们这个己的辖制。
To be set free from each of ourselves.
好叫我们的魂归给基督。
So that we can return our soul back to Jesus Christ.
主能够借着我们的魂生命来把基督发表出来。
So that the Jesus Christ may be manifested through our soul.
叫我们想主所想的。
So we can think what Jesus did.
叫我们选择主所选择的。
We can choose what Lord chose.
叫我们感觉主所感觉的。
We can feel what Lord feels.
所以主必须要借着环境，借着人事物，来把我们的魂脱离我们这个己的辖制。
So that the Lord has to use all the circumstances and the peoples around us to set our soul free from the bondage of ourselves.
好叫我们这个人能够成为主所使用的器皿。
So that we people can become the vessel that God may use.
成为彰显基督荣耀的一个器皿。
So that we can manifest the glory of Christ.
所以到第四十二章第十九节那里，我们就看见说耶和华就使约伯从苦境为。
After 42 in 19, we see that God restored Job.
这边原文呢也可以讲到从苦境呢也可以说从掳掠转回。
And original text also translated as a captivity.
那约伯是被什么掳掠呢？
So the Job was taken captive.
我们看见这是神所做的，就是约伯被他自己的己给掳掠。
So the Job was taken captive by his own self.
所以当神借着他三个朋友，就叫约伯从他的己里头得着释放。
So God uses his friends to set the soul of Job free from himself.
所以神在约伯身上就把那更荣耀的生命充满了他。
So God is able to fill Job with his more glorious life.
所以今天神在我们身上也做同样的事情。
So the same thing God has been doing to us.
或许感谢神啊，神没有允许撒旦像对付约伯那样子。夺去他一切所有的产业和儿女。
Thank God that God did not allow Satan to do the same thing as he did to Job.
想在我们个人的身上，在我们环境，难免都碰到一些的难处。
So I believe that we oftentimes encounter many difficulties.
但是我们必须要看见我们的神在宝座上。
But we ought to see that our God is on the throne.
来临到我们的每一件事情。
For everything that come upon us.
神乃是为了要成就他的旨意在我们身上。
It's for God to accomplish His will in.
更进一步的
furthermore,
神安排在我们周围有人，有不同的人。
So the people that God placed around us,
有我们的配偶，
our spouse,
我们的孩子，
our children,
我们的父母亲，
our parents,
我们工作里头的老板同事，
our boss and co-workers,
还有我们在教会里头亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And then our beloved brothers and sisters in the gathering,
神把这些人安排在我们周围。
God placed all these people around us.
就像神使用约伯的三个朋友一样。
Just like God used his three friends.
神借着我们周围的人。
Through all these people.
特别是我们亲密的人。
Especially the
很可能是我们所爱的人。
People, maybe our beloved people.
神借着这些人要来制作我们。
Through all these people, God want to save us.
叫我们的魂能够脱离辖制。
So that our soul can be set free from ourselves.
好叫我们这个 老亚当的生命不再辖制我们的思想、意志和情感。
So that our old life of Adam is no longer able to control our emotion, will and mind.
叫我们的魂能够归服基督。
So that our soul can be returned back to Christ.
好叫基督能够借着我们的魂生命，能够把他自己更多的能够彰显、发表出来。
So that we can manifest more of Christ through our soul.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要看见。我们的神他乃在宝座上。
So we ought to see that our God is on throne.
所以我们看见当神成就他的旨意在约伯身上之后。
So after the God has accomplished his will in Job.
第一我们看见约伯就认识到自己真实的光景。
So the first of all, the Job was able to truly know his true condition.
他从前认为觉得自己是义的。
And he counted himself righteous before.
我们看见他如今看见他自己，他在炉灰中懊悔。
And now we see that he repented in ashes and dust.
我们看见神在他所成就的，还是把那从好的把他带到一个上好的光景。
So God wanted to bring Job from the second to best to the very best.
从前约伯的义乃是他自己。
So the righteousness of Job before was just his own righteousness.
那今天约伯他能够认识到他的救赎主活着。
But now Job was able to know that his Savior is living.
他再也不以自己的义为义。
He no longer count himself as righteous person.
他认识到自己的义在神的面前不过就像破烂的衣服。
His own righteousness is like a filthy rag before God.
神成就那基督的义在他的身上。
So God has accomplished, the righteousness of God has accomplished in Job.
就像马太福音第十章主所说的，凡为我失丧生命的，将要得着生命。
So like Matthew said, he who lost his life for my sake will find it.
也就是说，当为着主的缘故，我们的魂生命脱离我们这个己。
If for the sake of the Lord, our soul is departed ourselves.
主就把他自己柔美的生命更多的充满在我们身上。
So God filled His glorious, beautiful life in us.
所以我们看见这实在是神要把那上好的来代替我们所持守的那次好的。
So God wanted to replace the second to best with the very best.
就是他自己。
It is Himself.
接着我们看见神祝福约伯的时候呢，他就得着了那双倍的产业。
And here when God bless Job once again, he received double descent inheritance.
无论是羊、骆驼、牛、母驴，都加倍了。
He doubles all his possessions: sheep, camels, and yoke for oxen.
这就让我们看到他得着了长子的名分。
And here we see that Job received the birthright.
因为圣经告诉我们，长子都是得着双份。
And because Bible tells us the The firstborn always receive double inheritance.
所以我们看见神在约伯身上所做成的，叫约伯得着那长子的名分。
We see the things that God want to accomplish is Job. Is Job to receive the birthright.
不止，神在约伯身上也叫他得着一个丰盛、荣美的生命。
And God also gave Job a more abundant and beautiful life.
因为我们看见神又赐给他另外十个儿女。
And we see that God also gave Job 10 children.
那我们想，这个儿女没有加倍。
It seems like the same amount of children.
在这里，圣经让我们看见，从他女儿身上，让我们看见那个荣美和丰盛的生命。
From his daughters, we can see the beautiful life.
因为在这里，圣经特别的把他三个女儿的名字记下来了。
And here, the Bible specially recorded the names of his daughters.
这三个女儿的名字都有特殊属灵的意义。
All the names of his daughters have special spiritual meanings.
简单的说，他都说出了基督性格荣基督柔美的性格。
Simply put, it's talking about the virtue and beauty of Christ.
就是生命的美德在约伯身上。
The virtue and beauty in Job.
所以这里圣经告诉我们说，在全地的妇女中找不到像约伯那样的美貌。
And here in verse 15, we see that in all the land were found no beautiful as the daughters of Job.
这里都是约伯那更丰盛、更荣耀的生命。
Here's it's talking about the more beautiful and more abundant life of Job.
不仅如此
，Not only so，
我们看见就连他三个女儿都在弟兄中得着了产业。
And then his three daughters even received inheritance among their brothers.
所以我们看见神的旨意完全成就在约伯身上。
We see the will of God has completely accomplished in Job.
他得着那个丰盛的生命。
He received fullness of life.
他得着基督。柔美生命的性格。
He received the beauty and virtue of life of Christ.
这乃是因为 看见我们的神在宝座上。
Because he was able to see finally the God is sitting on the throne.
虽然这制作的过程是非常漫长，也是非常痛苦。
Although it experiences such a long suffering process.
但是我们看见我们的神，他必要成就他的旨意在我们的身上。
We see that the Lord will surely accomplish His will in us.
所以希伯来书第六章告诉我们，我们灵魂的锚要抛在这幔内。
Here in Hebrew chapter 6, our anchor of our soul need to be cast into behind the veil.
因为今日我们仍然是有指望的。
Because today is the hope, is the day of hope.
当我们愿意将我们信心的锚牢牢抛在那坐宝座的主身上。
So if we are unwilling to cast the anchor of our faith onto the one who is sitting on the throne.
因为那做先锋的耶稣，他是我们永远的大祭司。
Because the forerunner, the Christ, has become our high priest forever.
我们看见我们的主，他亲自来到地上，借着他的血和他的身体，为我们开这条又新又活的路。
So we see that the God came to earth, and then through His precious blood and body, He opened us a new living way.
他已经通过了幔内。
He already entered behind the veil.
当主在十字架上，他身体裂开的时候。
When he opened up his body on cross,
我们看见圣殿的幔子就从上到下裂成两半。
We see the veil in the holy of holy torn down from the top to bottom.
我们看见进入至圣所的路已经开了。
So the way that at the holy of holy has been opened up.
我在至圣所里头乃是那施恩的宝座。
So in the holy of holy, there is a of mercy.
今天我们能够因着信
，by faith。
我们能够抛锚在这施恩宝座前。
So we can cast the anchor of our faith onto the throne of mercy.
而这位我们的主耶稣，他是永远的大祭司。
And this Jesus Christ is our high priest forever.
他能够为我们代求。
So he can intercede for us.
能够在神的面前为我们祷告。
He can pray before God for us.
凡靠着他来到神面前的。
By his name, whoever by his name come before God.
他都能拯救到。
He can save to the end.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的指望。
This is our hope.
愿我们今天趁着还有今日。
Well, it is called today.
我们能够把我们信心的锚抛在我们坐宝座的主身上。
We can cast our the anchor of faith on the one who's sitting on the throne.
我们愿意在神所量给我们一切的环境里头。
Under the all the circumstances that God merit to us.
我们让神做成他得救的功夫在我们身上。
We allow God to accomplish this work of salvation in us.
不仅我们的灵得救了。
Not only our spirit has been saved,
我们的魂也得救。
Also our soul will be saved.
能够脱离我们这个己的辖制。
To be departed from the
power self. 得到自由。
To receive freedom.
能够属圣灵在里头的带领。
To obey to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
叫我们的心思、情感、意志都能够归服我们的主。
So that our mind, will, and emotion can be returned back to Jesus.
我们的生活能够彰显出他自己。
So that through our life, the God will be manifested.
我们更等候那荣耀的日子。
We also want to, we are also waiting for the day of glory.
就是我们的主还要回来。
The Lord is coming.
那就是我们身体得赎的日子。
So it's our body. It's the day that our body is saved.
弟兄姐妹，会否就在今天
？What if today?
愿我们真是能够抓住还有恩典的机会。
Let us to hold fast to the opportunity of grace.
我们能够警醒在主的面前。
So we can be watchful and keep our heart before God.
我们天天彼此相劝。
We exhort each other daily.
叫我们一同来奔跑，前面还有不多的道路。
So we can press towards the goal in short days.
叫主的旨意能够早日成就在我们身上。
May the will of God will be accomplished in us sooner.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给他。
May all praise to be Jesus.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你再把这一点话交在你的手中。
Lord, we thank you that we place all these words into your hand.
主求你越过人一切的软弱。
May you surpass all the weaknesses of
man. 主愿圣灵亲自把你自己的话语再说在我们心里。
May the Holy Spirit speak your words to us.
主激励我们。
Encourage us.
你的爱再来加力量给我们。
May your love empower us.
主叫我们实在是愿意再把自己献在你的手里。
So that we are willing to give ourselves into your hand.
主愿意服在你所量给我们一切的环境。
We are willing to submit ourselves into all the circumstances you measure to us.
服在你大能的手下。
Under the power of your hand.
叫我们定睛在坐宝座的主。
Let's fix our eyes unto the one that who's sitting on the throne.
叫我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣。
Let's look up the Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
叫你的旨意早日成就在我们这些蒙恩蒙爱的儿女们身上。
So that your will may be accomplished and saved by grace.
把我们都磨成你儿子的形象。
So we can all be transformed into the likeness.
在地上能够荣耀你的名。
So glory your name, ours.
我们说愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be accomplished.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.